This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The center of global trade this week has been Atlanta, Georgia, of all places. Now, I love Atlanta. Went to school there, but you don't usually find high-level trade negotiations happening there. The latest round of talks on the Trans-Pacific Partnership is going on right now. The U.S., Japan, Canada, Mexico, 12 countries total. It's a big piece, arguably the economic piece of the Obama administration's Asian agenda. These negotiations have stretched over years, literally, but now might, with an emphasis on the might, be down to their final hours. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is in Atlanta. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Kai.
So listen, is this thing really going to wrap up tomorrow? I mean, they've extended it. This is their second big meeting. What are the possibilities? What are the odds?
Yeah, it seems close. It feels close. But you just kind of never know with these things. Obviously, with the last round of negotiations in Hawaii earlier this summer, there was some optimism around that. It didn't pan out. But we have seen some movement on some of the big issues that derailed Hawaii talks earlier this summer.
All right, so give me a couple of examples. Is there a sticking point in Atlanta that they're making progress on?
There is one, and it's called Rules of Origin, and this is related to the auto industry and what percentage of cars and car parts have to come from within the TPP countries in order to qualify for the benefits of the agreement, the reduced tariffs, that sort of thing. So NAFTA had set one level for those quote-unquote rules of origin. These talks were looking at something lower than that. Mexico was unhappy about that, but there does seem to be some progress. They seem close to working out that issue.
Once they get a deal, whether it's in Atlanta tomorrow or someplace else some other time, it's worth remembering this still has to get to the Congress, right?
Right, and that is going to be really hard. This thing is by no means over if they come to an agreement at Atlanta. It's in some ways, it's just the beginning because it's going to be a fight to get this through Congress.
You got to go to Hawaii a couple of months ago. Now you're in Atlanta. Scenery is different. I imagine the players are the same. What about the conversation in the hallways, like standing in the Starbucks and stuff?
Yeah, there is a Starbucks here. There was a Starbucks in Maui, so we are literally standing at the Starbucks. Talk here is really focused around three main issues: the rule of origin that we talked about, how much countries are going to open up their dairy markets, and the final issue, which may be the last issue that holds this thing up, is about the monopoly length for certain kinds of drugs. Basically, how long drug makers get a period of exclusivity to sell those drugs before they open it up to generics. So it might come down to that last issue, but at the same time, those three issues are now so interrelated that they all kind of hinge on each other, and countries giving something here to get something there. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the end.
Because it is 40% of the global economy. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson in Atlanta covering the TPP. Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks, Kai.